Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back. It's going to be a quick episode today. We'll see. It's just going to be me rambling today because I'm in a rambly mood and I got to get this episode out. Once again, Casey's not going to be on because he's still not feeling well. And I'm just going to say it's not COVID. He's just been having some health issues. And it is just exhausting for him. It's exhausting for me. Today he went to the ER and the doctor said, you know, everything looks normal. Like, I don't know what it is. And I am just so tired of the urgent care sending him to the ER and then the ER not doing anything and then getting an ER bill for nothing. Ah, it's driving me crazy. Oh, this is our life, though. So that's the roast. My toast is that yesterday I went on my walk, and it was pretty funny. So if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I go on these walks next to our house. There's a little set of trails. It's like a city park, but not really, because it's just trails and the trees. And I was walking yesterday and there was this older man, not like super old, he was probably in his 50s, and he was lighting up and smoking pot in the park and on his walk, just a nice soothing evening stroll. And it just made my day. It made me giggle. So that is a quick roast and toast of the past 2 days. And I wanted to just tell everyone where I'm at because I just do not understand why people keep asking me if we have a date for the wedding yet. A particular person asked if we had a date for the wedding the day that I announced that we were engaged. So it was the day after we actually got engaged. How would I have a date yet unless I knew if I owned a wedding venue and I just had the pick of the litter for whatever I wanted to do? Like, what? No. Didn't have a date then. Still don't have a date because I can't find a freaking venue. Oh, guys, you know, my great friend messaged me and she asked me how the wedding planning is going. And what I have decided in my head, this is the big takeaway for the week, if anyone wanted some good advice, I don't really have it, but this is what I've been trying to do. I decided that this is going to be fun. The wedding planning is supposed to be fun. I'm not supposed to get stressed out about it. If I'm getting stressed out about it, I'm just going to stop and then come back to it when it's fun, when it's good. It's supposed to be an enjoyable experience. Everything's supposed to be great. This is what I've been looking forward to forever, right? So if it's not feeling fun, then it's not right, because all that I want is for it to be a very fun day, but I have some things in my vision. So the hard thing is that I don't want to get married in the dead of summer in the heat like everyone else does. If you got married in the summer, good for you. I just don't want to. I want to get married in the winter was kind of the goal, but we might do winter or fall. So you podcast listeners are getting a sneak preview into this. And it might change, but that's what I'm looking at. And so I've always said I wanted to get married and have mostly like indoor stuff, not just everything outside. Basically, the big thing, I just don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to do, you know, mason jars and burlap and sunflowers. There will probably be mason jars. There might be some burlap, but I just don't want it to look like everybody else. You know, watched enough TLC, watched enough Say Yes to the Dress. I watched enough Four Weddings, which is the best show ever, that I don't want it to just look like everybody else. So that's where we're at. And I am just so tired of everyone asking me, like, do you have a date? Do you have a date? Like, I gotta find a freaking place. And then as soon as I find a place, I'll have a date and I'll let you know. like, just everyone just needs to chill for a second, okay? I'm working on it. So that's my ramble. And I don't know if this is a good process for me or not, because I am trying to make it fun and just trying to be excited about it. But then sometimes it's just not going anywhere. And I am also one of those people who I like to know all the options before I make a decision. So I've been like looking at literally everything. And yeah, literally now I started moving over from Western Washington also over to Eastern Washington, just because I gotta see everything that's out there. So I'm going a little crazy and I'm doing this to myself. But my friend messaged me and she said, you know, it doesn't matter where it is as long as you and Casey are happy and just having a good time. And that's true. That's what I'm really trying to remember. But I just have this vision. And I'm really not trying to be super picky. Like, I'm going to be, I already have certain things picked out, but other things, like, once I have this place, everything's just gonna be easy. Because I've worked a million events. I am super organized. I can do all this stuff. Casey can make anything that I want. I can design anything I want. You know, that part's easy. I know where to buy things. I know how, you know, all that stuff. It's just finding the place. So that's where I'm at with that situation. And I just want to be so excited, but it's kind of just making me stressed out. And two of my friends this past summer eloped, and, you know, I understand why everyone elopes. I used to be like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? And now I see it. But the big thing that I really want is a big party. I want people to have a lot of fun in weather that is not super hot. So that's the problem. I just want a bunch of people and I don't want it to be hot. So in Washington, there's a lot of great venues for a bunch of people outside. Not great if it's gonna rain. So I gotta find some compromise somewhere, and I will, but that's where I'm at in the process. If anyone has a great indoor big venue that you think is awesome, that's totally my style, send it on over. I'll take a look. I probably have already looked at it online, scouring the internet, but it's also, I want it to be fun. I don't really want to rush it. Some people are like, do you have a date? Do you have everything done? Like, I thought I was supposed to enjoy doing this. Like, yep, I planned it all in a month and we're done. Like, isn't this supposed to be like an exciting, fun thing? So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make it fun. I'm trying to enjoy it. But now the world is shutting down again, are we? I don't know. But we have to start wearing masks again on Monday. And I am not having a wedding with people wearing masks. Like, that is a big no for me, dog. So that's another thing that's stressing me out. We'll see. We'll see. If you guys wanted to know some good things that have happened this week, finally, Pish Posh Pages is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and pretty much anywhere else that you want to listen to podcasts. So if this episode's too short for you, if you want more, go to Pish Posh Pages and you'll hear my thoughts on some great books that I've read recently. You guys, if you're listening to the podcast every week, you already heard We Should All Be Millionaires. You already heard that episode, but I've got more. I have Anthony Bourdain's memoir. I did an episode on that book, Kitchen Confidential. I really enjoyed it. I did an episode on two other books that were thrillers. So The Mother-in-Law by Sally Hepworth and The Wives by Taryn Fisher. So both of those were thrillers, and I think that was a fun little book talk episodes that are happening over there. Once again, that's kind of a no strings attached book club podcast. You can like read the book, go back and listen to the podcast later just to hear like my thoughts on it. If you were like, oh, I'm looking for book recommendations for like 6 months down the road, if for tomorrow, for whatever, you can listen to these podcast episodes, see if these books would be something that you would enjoy, that you need to put on your list to read. So, or if you just want to hear people talking to books, that's fine too. Sometimes I listen to podcasts and people are discussing a book that I think maybe I'll read that, and then I don't read it. I still just enjoy the podcast episode. So that is out now. Once again, Pish Posh Pages. It is a black background. It says Pish Posh Pages with Lindsay Wilson. You'll be able to find it. basically anywhere podcasts are found now. So that's exciting after I was waiting on Apple Podcasts to put it up. So here's the other thing I wanted to say. I was waiting for this to go live for so long, and I have had this podcast for a while, so I knew it should not be taking this long. But I was kind of just sitting and waiting, and I didn't reach out to, I use Anchor to build my podcast and to, you know, I put the podcast on Anchor. Anchor puts the podcast out on all the platforms. It's really nice, really convenient. But I was kind of waiting for Anchor and I wasn't going to reach out to them. And then I finally decided, you know, it's been too long. I'm going to reach out. But at first, I was kind of thinking, maybe this is a sign. Maybe I should just give up on this book podcast. Maybe it was a dumb idea. Instead, I pushed past that and reached out to Anchor. Within 24 hours, it was out on Apple Podcasts. And I didn't want to launch the podcast and tell people like it's available really until it was available on Apple Podcasts, because that is where most people listen to podcasts, that and Spotify. And I am an Apple Podcast listener, so I was like, well, if I wouldn't go look for it on Spotify, why would I expect other people to? So the moral of that story is take the push. Sometimes what you think is a sign is really just an excuse. So if you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm just waiting. Maybe this is a sign. It wasn't meant to be. Like, you know, sometimes you got to push past that. Even though it's easier to take things sometimes as a sign that you're just supposed to just not put yourself out there, do it anyways. And what's the worst that could happen? I'm trying to think of what else I want to share with all the podcast listeners, what I'm working on planning a wedding, kind of. I'm just taking that part a little bit slow. And I got this new podcast out. The reason Casey hasn't been on so much, he's just been sick for a couple weeks. I am excited for him to come back on and we can talk together. And I have not had any guests on in a while as well. I'm still kind of getting used to my schedule at my new job and figuring out the best way to kind of fit this podcast recording and time for me and doing the certain things that I want to do along with that job. And I am hoping to get more guests on soon and share, but it's also kind of nice to just have these solo episodes to kind of remember why I'm doing this. And it's just kind of to share my thoughts, my perspective, and to use my voice more. And to, you know, I've been doing this for over a year, and so I don't have to do the same thing all the time. I can go take breaks, I can go in and out. One thing that I've really been committed to is staying consistent. I think the only week that I took off was Christmas week because nobody listens to podcasts then. You see numbers drop way down, and there are times when I'm like, oh, should I really put one out this week? I don't have much to say, but the consistency is really important to me. There's a lot of things that I'm not consistent with, but this podcast is something that I've committed to and I'm staying consistent with it. So if that can encourage anybody else to stay consistent with something or to feel like, oh, I don't know if I should keep doing this, my craft, my hobby, whatever it is, like just making that little time, I'm doing it, you can do it too. So I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week, but I do know that we are going to a wedding this weekend and it's going to be fun, and hopefully I get some ideas flowing, get back inspired, because I've just been a little bummed out lately. And then hearing about going back to the mask mandate indoors and just not feeling very hopeful right now for what the future holds for live events, concerts, sports, weddings, like I just not feeling very hopeful. And those are things that really bring me joy. So I am just trying to find some joy in the little things. Yesterday, Casey and I watched some Disney Plus. We watched Cars, which is a great movie. And then we watched this new series that's on Disney Plus. It's called Monsters at Work. And it is so funny. We love Monsters, Inc. in this house. So I don't know why I felt the need to share that with you guys, but just wanted to share kind of some thoughts that are going through my head. it's okay if you are feeling super bummed out about where we're at right now. If you're like a Washingtonian, an Oregonian, or a Californian, I feel like this whole West Coast is just, I don't know. If you're like me, you might be struggling right now and being like, okay, we're, how long are we going to be doing this? Like forever? Is this really the new normal? I felt so much better seeing people's faces. I felt like living real life again. And this is just, you know, it's rough. It's really, really rough. It takes a big mental toll. But we're trying. We're trying. We gotta stay hopeful. We gotta keep trying. I said I was really bummed out yesterday, and some of my friends said, you know, don't give up. You know, it's going to be okay. And so even if you're not feeling hopeful, somebody else will push you to be hopeful. And that is really nice, because sometimes even when I don't want to hear it, I'm like, just let me be angry. Like, it is really nice to have somebody out there saying, keep the faith, it will be okay. Like, because sometimes you get stuck in this little hole of your own thoughts and you're like, it's never gonna be okay, what's going on? And that's where I was at yesterday, and I'm really glad that some people reached out to me and said, nope, it's gonna be okay. So here's me telling you it's gonna be okay, even though, you know, sometimes I don't believe it. But if you're that positive light, that light worker out there, keep being the positive light. If you're in the dark spot like me, reach out and find a positive light, because it's out there. And if all else fails, watch some Monsters, Inc., Cars, Frozen, Toy Story, anything Pixar, really, and that'll bring you some joy. Have a fabulous week, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. We'll be back. And remember, if there's something you're working on, make it fun. Make it fun. If you're not having fun with it and it's supposed to be something that's fun, take a break. Come back to it when it's fun. Okay, we'll be back. I hope you had fun listening to this. Bye. Oops, I forgot. Party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.